Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
And good afternoon, inspired listeners. Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. It is a beautiful day here in Virginia, and the air is filled with love on this Valentine's Day. And that's, you know what, there's nothing that could make me happier, right? And of course, feeling exceptionally blessed to be spending this hour with you, our inspired listeners. Our topic today is as simple as it gets. All you need is love. We're going to be talking about all things related to love, and really any questions that you might have outside of that, too. Perhaps you're looking for guidance in other areas of your life. Maybe love is going great for you. That's fine, too. That's excellent. That's more than fine. But we're going to be taking your questions today. This hour is about you and love. So with that said, you can call us live at 202-570-7057. We love hearing from our Inspired listeners. We've already started to receive some questions here. But first, I'm Kim Dalkin, founder of my bicoastal spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen in the beautiful Richmond, Virginia, and in Encino, California, where the goal is to raise consciousness one soul at a time. If there is anything I can do to support you in the way of readings, energy healings, or using the power of your mind with hypnotherapy, you can find me at lovefirst.info. I do have a couple of announcements. The first is I will be doing readings at the Alchemist Bookstore this Friday, the 16th in Richmond at the Stony Point Fashion Center. If you'd like to stop in and say hi or you'd like a reading, I'd be happy and I'd love to work with you. I'd also love for you to follow me on Facebook and YouTube under Kimberly Dalkin. And lastly, and most importantly for me, with all of my announcements, is that I do want to give a shout out to my cousin Pam Tiarina for just launching her own healing practice in the beautiful state of Illinois. Her website is loveandgrace.info. Can you tell we're cousins? She is an absolutely beautiful healer. She's born to do this work, but she comes straight from the heart. So thank you, Pam, for all of the light you're going to be bringing into the world. And, you know, it's really something when you see different family members start to emerge into doing this work, this beautiful work that's so needed and just brings in so much joy and peace. So congratulations, Pam. And I just want to welcome my lovely co-host now from the great Northwest, Mark Lanehart. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hi, Kim. Hi, Inspired listeners. Happy Valentine's Day, the day of love. As Gandhi has been quoted to say, where there is love, there is life.
Oh, yes.
Good stuff. We're going to be talking the next 60 minutes all about love. We already have a question in our Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio. We will be taking your calls. But before we jump into that, my name is Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector here in Seattle, Washington, broadcasting live from my Healing and Prospecting studio. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have inspired listeners all around the globe. We are always so honored and blessed that you spend this Wisdom Wednesday with us every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern here on the Om Times Radio Network. Just want to let you know, if you want to post a question to any of our social media pages, you can post your question at Inspired Living Radio. That's our main page. It's a closed page of Inspired Listeners. And we will bring your question live to air. You can call us live within the United States. And Kim gave that number out. It's 1-202-570-7057. That is the Om Times Radio call-in line for the United States. If you're international with some of our Inspired Listeners, we do have international listeners, just go ahead and post your question to our Facebook page and we'll bring that live to air. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram under the tagline of Inspired for Us. That is the number 4. You can also follow us on Google Plus Communities page under Inspired Living Radio. If you don't catch this live broadcast, we're live every Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific. You can catch the encore shows. We're going into our third season now, and you can catch all of our encore shows throughout the week over on Om Times Radio Archives, iTunes, YouTube, Podbean, SoundCloud, MarkLeanHart.com, and LoveFirst.info. We have some of our favorite episodes streaming through our websites. And our positive affirmation for the month of February, last week we were having some technical difficulties and we didn't get to all that, Kim. So we this is 2 weeks worth of positive affirmations that we have to catch up on. But it's talking about money this month, and money flows in my life. I am prosperous. And when you start to have that mantra, you start to have that positive affirmation saying that money flows into your life and that you are prosperous, it can really change your vibration. And funny enough, Kim, that positive affirmation is tied to one of our questions on our Facebook page from one of our Inspired Listeners that we'll be getting to later in the show. If you do want to follow any of the work that I'm doing, you can follow me at MarkLeanHart.com. You can internet search The Intuitive Prospector and I should pop up. You can also find me at Best American Psychics, Best Psychic Directory. And I'm now a new member, featured member with the Ariel community out of Atlanta, Georgia, which is a body, mind, spirit community. So happy to be on board with them. And I do have an event as well coming up. It's a little bit out. It's in March, but I just want to let people know that it is a charitable event. Proceeds will be benefiting victim support services of the county that I live in. It's Spiritual Conversations and Connections up in Arlington, Washington on March 31st. That will be a public demonstration and mediumship. And I hope that you can join me for an evening of healing, messages, spiritual conversations. It's going to be a lot of fun. And benefits proceeds will go to victim of support services. So I'm happy to be doing that. So with that, I also want to give a shout out. We're giving shout outs because today is all about love. It's all about the Inspired Listeners. And I want to give a shout out to our colleague and friend, Kim, who is following directly after our show, Inspired Living, Cynthia Rose, with her Standing in the Sunlight show that she premiered last week from Kauai. And I wanted just to give her a Inspired Listening shout out and tell her congratulations for launching her own show. So back to you, Kim.
Very nice. It's incredibly inspiring to see all of the beautiful work that is taking place out there in this line of work, and mm-hmm. all in an effort to anchor in higher vibrations and love. Really, that's ultimately what all this stuff comes down to. So it's really great to see, because sometimes we can look around us and see discouraging things happening around us in our lives and in the world, but yet we're reminded that there are some of the most beautiful things starting to take shape and unfolding in just all good ways with the work that more and more people are starting to do. And when I say work, I don't mean, you know, that they have to do this line of work full time, but even just work on themselves. That is work, mm-hmm. and that is being of service to humanity. And there's more and more people doing the work on themselves, and that is, that's all in an effort to bring in these new earth realities and energies and all good things. So It's encouraging, Mark. So that's great. Between my cousin and, you know, Cynthia Rose and everything that everybody else is doing. But today we're going to be talking about love. And Mark, I'd love to hear from you. How you think about Valentine's Day? How does you tend to spend these days and your thoughts around Valentine's Day, what it means to you?
Yeah, so, well, today I, of course, celebrate with my wife, and we've been together be 25 years, so this is her favorite day. It's the one day out of the year that we actually celebrate. We're not big into buying gifts during Christmas and, spend more of that time, buying for our nieces and our nephews and our family members, and then when February rolls around, we really celebrate Valentine's Day and get each other presents and celebrate, the day of love. And again, just 25 years of her being my Valentine. So after the show later this afternoon, we're actually going to a dinner and a play. We're going to go see Hamilton, which has great reviews. It's been sold out on Broadway for the last 2 years. And so we're really excited for that. So we try to have experiences too on Valentine's Day. We try to create memories and experiences, of course, with chocolate and flowers and cards and all of that. But for me, I'm all about into, collecting memories, not things. And so we like to make Valentine's Day a day of memory, because that always sticks with you, those memories. And so, yeah, it's going to be a fun night. I'm looking forward to this. We've been waiting about a year for this play to come to Seattle. And like I said, if you know the play Hamilton, it's based off The President, but it's done to music, and it's very, very popular on Broadway. And we were lucky enough to get some tickets, and we'll be hitting the show tonight. So I'm excited for that. What about you, Kim?
How very nice. Well, I'm looking at beautiful bouquet of flowers. my husband's actually traveling tonight, and so we won't be able to share it on today. But that's okay. Love is what is most important. It's not what you do or what you buy someone. It's just the love that is there. But I do want to talk about the notion of love and Valentine's Day, because there's so much hype that's centered around sometimes this day and all that it has to look like based on what everybody else says and does. And I want to remind people that, don't put any limitations on what today needs to look like for you. Because limitations is, what human beings do. We put limits on how things ought to happen and what they must look like in order to be happy. And then we limit ourselves in experiencing all that is available to us to experience. And today is about love. It doesn't mean that today has to be about love with a significant other, or in order to feel love, we have to receive a bouquet of flowers, or somebody has to give us a card or chocolates, or that we have to have certain plans in place in order for it to be Valentine's Day. All of that stuff ought to go out the window, because that's creating limits on how it is we experience a day of love. And there's one thing that's very powerful about this kind of holiday or day is that everybody's thinking of today as the day of love. There's a consciousness around that that holds a vibration, and there's an energy that takes shape with that consciousness. So it feels, it's heightened. The feelings of love are heightened because of that. So take advantage of that. Jump on board. be a part of that. It's like when the holidays, come around, like, for example, Christmas. That's what I celebrate. So I'll just use that as an example. There's something about the holiday season feels very festive. People are, enjoying themselves. They're going out shopping. They're thinking about the things they want to give to one another that is meaningful. All of those nice things. They're spending time with family and friends and coworkers and celebrations. And you can kind of feel that in the air. There's an energy to that, and it makes you feel good. And so, if anything, I want to encourage everyone to jump on board to that consciousness, that collective consciousness and energy around love today, but do it in a way such that it doesn't place limits on how it is you experience it or what it has to be, because that's not going to bring in happiness if you don't have what it is you think you have to have. What's going to bring happiness is if you participate in activities of love, thoughts and emotions around love. So if you surround yourself with those things, because loving yourself is equally as important as loving someone else. In fact, I would argue you got to learn how to love yourself first, and then yeah, that way you can love very others true even more. And so today might be a day, if you don't have a significant other, to do things that are in alignment with loving yourself, whatever that might be for you. What brings you happiness? You know, is there, taking a bubble bath, relaxing, lighting some candles, listening to good music, maybe making yourself your favorite dinner, just relaxing and being alone. That's all, you know, that's all a representation of love too. And I want to say, I'm not going to hog all this time, Mark, but I feel like
Great advice. I'm taking it in.
Yeah, it's important because I spend many Valentine's Day by myself and single. And I remember one Valentine's Day, I thought, you know what, there was this ring from Tiffany's that I was really admiring for some time.
You just wanted the blue box, be honest.
Oh, you know what, Mark, let me tell you something. I had it all planned out after work. Oh, goodness. And here we go to our first break. All right. We'll be back in 2 minutes, and we're going to continue this conversation of love and what Valentine's Day ought to be.
Love, love, love.
We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inspire Listeners, Inspire Living with Mark and Kim. Inspire Listeners, thank you for being with us. And today our topic is All You Need Is Love. So before we went to break, I was just finishing a little story of mine just to show how even if you don't have a significant other, you can very much enjoy this day. So there I was, you know, I had in my mind I was going to go to work and then I was going to go to the Tiffany store after that, and that's what I did. And I was standing in line with everybody else who was waiting to go, and there was a line that had formed outside of Tiffany's, and I was there all by myself in line, ready and excited about buying myself that ring. And I went in there and I did it, and you know, it was just an act of love towards me. And till this day I have that ring, and I appreciate that experience because it's what I chose to do for myself. And so many times we don't do acts of love for ourselves, and that's so needed because we need to be able to emanate love and be love and live love from within us so that we can be that for others. So I encourage you to do that today for yourself if you don't have plans. The other thing is, you know, if you turn around and you do something nice for someone else that comes from a place of love today, in celebration of Valentine's Day, you will feel so happy. All the other stuff won't even matter because you did something for somebody else that put a smile on their face. So with that said, some, you know, stories of encouragement there. I don't know if you want to add to that, Mark, or want to jump right into the first question that's come in.
Well, yeah, I definitely want to add to it because I think it's important, everything that you were just talking about giving. The saying is true. The more you give, the more you receive. And it feels so good to give and to, you know, share that love, you know, because love has many different definitions. It has many different vibrations. It has many different perspectives. I'm thinking of Thoreau when he talks about that there's no remedy for love but to love more. And when you're helping somebody out, I think that's why we do the work that we do as well, Kim, is being in service to others, being in service to spirit, being in service to our planet, and trying to make this a better place, you know. And that's why we even started this, 3 years later of Inspired Living Radio, to inspire people, but to bring people together to, you know, resonate with that love energy. Because at the end of the day, it is all about love. And All You Need Is Love is the video that we had put on our Facebook page this morning. It actually, I was thinking from the movie Love Actually, and it was the song by Lyndon David Hall about All You Need Is Love. But the video that is the rendition to that song shows a bunch of different slides of many different variations of love. And really, at the end of the day, all you need is love. Now, I know that for some people, Valentine's Day is not celebrated because it might be painful. But, you know, it might be, you know, a relationship that you don't want to remember. But I think you're right, Kim. It starts with self-love. And what I would, you know, recommend to our inspired listeners that are listening today, and how do you get in tune with self-love? How do you discover your own self-love? And three ways that I always, you know, when I'm working with clients, I let them know, you know, three ways to connect with your soul. Write down 100 things that you love to do and create that vibration, create that energy, create that, tune into that frequency of things that you love, and try to write out literally 100 things of things that you love to do. Not about loving somebody else or loving somebody else in what they do, but what you love to do. I've also found that being in nature is a great way to find self-love, being in the water, being out in the forest. We're getting ready to go snowshoeing this weekend just so we can get out and feel the power of nature and return to our first home. And then last but not least is do some sort of soul connection meditation. There's so many meditations out there through, you know, the internet that you can find one that is, you know, catered to you on how do you connect to your soul, because the soul is where that love resonates and that self-love. I thought I'd just add to that because it's important to have self-love, but also give that love out. And you'll be amazed at what comes back in that vibration. What you send out really does come back tenfold.
Yeah, and you know, Mark, you know, you were saying earlier how this may not be a day that somebody wants to celebrate because it reminds them of a heartbreak or someone that they're not with anymore. And that is part, I would say, part of the problem or the challenge that we as humans have, too, is thinking of love as human love, because human love is much different than love that we receive from God or Source or, you know, whatever your name is. That is two very different kinds of love, because human love, of course, has limitations that come with attachments and fears and all that stuff that gets you know, wrapped up with human love. But that's why it's so important to maintain your connection to the highest aspects of you and to spirit, because that is the highest vibration of love. And that's the love you really want to know. That's the love you really want to know. And then when you know that, you stay connected there, then you don't have to worry about all the other stuff that comes with human love. You can experience it and enjoy it and not fear it. Because, you know, so many people, they've been hurt, et cetera, et cetera. So many people that I work with, they don't even realize it about themselves, but there's a fear of love there because of all the things that I've just mentioned. And in addition to that, they're not maintaining their connection to Source love or to spirit love or to the highest aspects of themselves where this love resides. And so that leaves them in fear around love, and then they become closed off and resistant to love. And you don't want to find yourself in that place. It's a very painful place to be. So I just want to just draw a distinction between those two very different kinds of love. I'm not saying that you know, the love that we experience with one another is beautiful too, but we have to recognize the human aspect come along with it, and that's why sometimes people are afraid of that. But one thing that will surmount that fear is your connection, spirit, into the highest aspects of you, which is both one and the same anyways. And that's where you really, that love will never be taken away from you. That love will never betray you. That love will never come with attachments. That love is pure. So it's very important for people to discern between the two.
Yeah, exactly. I like to say love, you got your internal love, you have your external love, and you have the spiritual love, whatever your belief system is. It connects this physical world to the unseen spiritual world. So internal, external, and that unseen love as well. And while you're talking, Kim, one of the quotes from John Lennon popped into my mind where he talked about love as a promise, love as a souvenir, and once given, never forgotten, never let it disappear. And that was just kind of resonate, you know, because John Lennon talked a lot about the love, the vibration that we give out, and wrote one of the most you know, famous songs of all time, you know, in his solo career that, you know, is listened to by people all around the world millions and millions of times. And it's all about love, if you think about it.
It is all about love. You know, I want to add to that, Mark, because I just posted something on Facebook. I saw one of my contacts or friends had this on their page. It's a 12 Steps to Self-Care. And the first one says, you know, if it feels wrong, don't do it. Two says, say exactly what you mean, trust your instincts, all this stuff. And then number 12 on that list was love. And I thought, what in the world? Self-care and love is the last one on the list. How can that be?
Take that two away and make it number one.
Yes. If love was number one on that list, all the other things would go away because love would answer and take care of the rest. I found that to be interesting, very interesting. Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyways, I know we've got a question that has come through. We should probably take this time to kind of make sure we're already halfway through our hour here. It's going by way too fast. I want to encourage everybody else who'd like a reading today around anything, any aspect of life, because love is a part of all aspects of life. Please give us a call or write in. Mark, do you want to go ahead and read that question?
Yeah, you bet. The time is just cruising by here. Jeez. It's crazy where the time goes. I looked up at the clock and it's already 12:30 and we're getting ready to head for our second break. But like Kim said, for our inspired listeners out there, this is our time dedicated to you, the inspired listener. If you want a free reading, if you want to have a spiritual conversation, even if you want to just call in the United States and just say, hello, how are you doing? Please do so. The number to call in is 1-202-570-7057. We do have a question on our Facebook page that she would like. This is coming from Catherine Shipley. So, Catherine, thank you for your question. She says, happy Valentine's Day, Mark and Kim. Happy Valentine's Day to you as well. I have felt very unclear about my path and have been trusting the right doors to open at the right times. Many things have gone well, except with regards to money and career. I'm at the end of my financial rope, and I now feel the need to take over the wheel again. Could you please provide some guidance? Thank you for offering free readings today. So do you want to start, Kim, and then I'll add to it as we go along and just kind of tune into. And again, her name is Catherine Shipley. I'm not sure where Catherine is from in the world, because we have our inspired listeners all around the globe. But thank you for your question, Catherine. Let's see if we can have a spiritual chat about money. And that, you know, the first thing I would say is start with the positive affirmation that we just gave for the month of February. Money flows in my life. I am prosperous. That's where I would start.
Okay, so Catherine, thank you so much for writing in and just for sharing what's going on with you in an open format here. Because all that we do here is to come with judgment. It just comes from love, and we're all in this together. So, all right, the first thing that I'm getting around money is that it feels like there's some unconscious programming within you that comes from a place of lack. Okay, so want to acknowledge that, and you want to understand that aspect of you a little bit more. And it's not uncommon for us humans to come from a place of lack, lack of love, lack of money, lack of whatever it may be. In this particular case, it feels like this has been a theme that you've experienced in your life, and that is because of this what feels like an unconscious program within you around the notion of lack. So what does that mean then? It would be important for you to shift that within you and let go of all of the lack that's just not even needed and fill that space with abundance and prosperity. Of course, and how it is you feel about that. So the opposite of lack is abundance. So want to start shifting how it is you see the outside world and seeing the outside world, where the outside world is really a reflection of what's going on inside of you. So you're not seeing the world as a world of abundance, right? So with this awareness, you can create some shifts within you, how you feel about abundance and how you see the world as it relates to abundance. Because if you think about it, well, the world is an abundant place. And if you look at nature, where everything is in a state of perfection, you see that nature is abundant. When you look around you, you see the trees. The trees have millions of leaves on them, not just one leaf. When you look at a field of grass, it's, millions of blades of grass. It's just not one blade of grass. So by its very nature, the world is abundant. But when you're coming from a place of lack, it's hindering your ability to see that abundance, right? So you can do meditations on that. You can even connect to, I would say connect to yourself within you, that very wise place within you that holds all the answers, which is your highest self. And stay connected to that, to that aspect of you, because then you will start to see things from a place of truth. Okay, so that's what I feel like is going on at a deeper level with you as it relates to money. Now, one of the things that you're working on at the soul level too is I'm feeling like you have a pattern of doing in life what it is you feel you should be doing based on what other people tell you you should be doing. And so there's that is playing a part in the decisions that you're making in your life for you, for your own life. It's not coming from, oftentimes it feels like, the highest aspects of you that are true to you, alignment with you. It's coming from a place of what you think you ought to do, should do, have to do. All right, so there's some shifts that are needed along those lines as well. And because of that, as it relates to career, you haven't fully tapped into or have an awareness of all of the talents and gifts that it is you truly do have. There's some talents that have not come to the surface yet because of the mindset of doing what it is you think you're supposed to be doing. But if you stay true to yourself, then those talents will emerge, and you'll see that you have more to share with the world than you actually have already done.
Mm-hmm.
So those are going to be, and that's going to even play into what it is you choose career-wise for yourself. And the jobs that are even going to feel right to you. Right now, I don't feel like you have a good sense of what even the right job would be for you because of the things that we're talking about. And that, shoot, Mark, that's our lead into our second
break
already. So I'm going to leave you with that. There's a lot to think of there. And then when we come back, Mark, you can take it over. So
we'll pick it up on the other side.
We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. Today's episode talking all about love, love, love. Nicholas Sparks wrote about love is like the wind. You can't see it, but you can feel it. And we had a question come in from one of our inspired listeners on our Facebook page. So if you want to post a question, we're in the last segment of our show before it is over. It runs very quickly when we do these types of shows and open up the phone lines. But the phone lines are open right now at 1-202-570-7057. That is for callers in the United States. And for our international listening audience, please post a question on our closed Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio. So Catherine Shipley had posted a question. Thank you so much for your question. Looking for a little bit of guidance. So I'm just kind of looking into her name. We don't have a picture to work with. We just work with intuition and awareness. And, you know, it's interesting, Kim, the first when I was listening to your intuition and tuning into the energy of her question, because, again, everything's going well for her right now, with the exception of money and career. And she feels like she's at the end of her financial rope and that she needs to take over the wheel again. And the spirit animal of the hippopotamus, I know that sounds kind of funny, was coming up, but I kept seeing the hungry hippo in my mindset. And when I see the hippo, what that means for me, and when I would tell people, is to trust your intuition and to act on it, but yet stay grounded at the same time that you're doing this. It's kind of immersing yourself like a hippo does in the water, just kind of being with what's going on right now, not necessarily taking control or taking over the wheel, because sometimes when we do that, you know, trying to control something usually doesn't turn out to be the outcome that we expect it to be, or as I like to say, expectations usually leads us to self-disappointment. So I would say, Catherine, for, you know, helping with the guidance on this is to start making friends with the unknown, as I like to say, things that you may have never thought about. If you do see the hippo, pay attention to the hippo, either on TV or in a magazine, or you hear a song about a hippo, because I'm seeing that it's time to immerse yourself into something more artistic and creative as an endeavor for financial purposes. And be careful of taking over the wheel, because it could actually bring you more heartache and more stress and, you know, wanting to pull your hair out. But I also have to say that there's the butterfly is another animal that comes, that there's a time coming up for you this year in 2018, which is a universal year. It's an 11 year. It's a master number year if you follow numerology. So it's a year to make great changes, to make great strides in what you're doing and what you want to do for a job, for money and a career. So immerse yourself like the hippo does in the water, and just kind of sit there like the hippo does. But also the butterfly is about, in order to become the butterfly, we have to go through a cocoon phase, if you will. We have to, you know, in order to change our perspective from the caterpillar, which is usually at the ground level, we go through some, you know, cocoon, and we've all gone through this. This is, you know, myself included. And then we become this butterfly, and we have that, you know, higher perspective. So the hippo and the butterfly, two things I never thought I would be saying on the air, Kim, but that's what doing live readings is all about. But I'm also feeling too that there's a clarity of belief as well. And it's kind of very similar to, Kim, to what you were picking up, as far as when I'm feeling a clarity of belief energy, that just tells me that, Catherine, there's great potential around you, but again, take the time to disconnect from everything so you can make time to reconnect for what really is important. Because I do feel being a little bit more open-minded, a little bit less controlling, and again, making friends with the unknown, or being comfortable with get comfortable with being uncomfortable can really open some amazing opportunities, bring the right people into your life, open doors that were once closed or been closed for a very long time, just, you know, seamlessly open for you based on the energy and the vibration that you're giving off, which I think is very important. But when I see this this clarity of belief, as well as it's putting the hand over the heart and reaching out and acting upon new insights, and to do so, you transform your belief system, you transform your relationships, you transform your path. And again, it's the caterpillar going through the cocoon phase to become the butterfly. And who knows, the butterfly might actually land on the ear of the hippo, and it's a great combination. So that was what I'm picking up for you as far as guidance. Sit with it for a little bit and kind of, you know, marinate or percolate on what you want to do, because the secret of life is really getting paid to do what you love. And that's what I always tell my clients: do what you love, live authentic. And it ties into what Kim was saying as well.
Yeah, I just tag on to that, Mark, because I feel like one of your strengths is your ability to communicate. And I feel like at the soul level, there's things you want to be communicating out there, and a form of self-expression too comes up as very important here. And so, you know, being on the front lines, interacting with people, communicating with them, would be something that I feel like you would enjoy doing, because it's one of your strengths. I don't know if you know that about yourself yet, but anyways, I'll just throw that in there.
Well, that's good advice. That's great advice, Kim, because one of the things from my own journey is when I took my Myers-Briggs profile a couple years ago, it came back that I was actually an inspirer. That was my profile. I didn't know that. I was working in a job that I really didn't like, and it really got me rethinking, you know, mentally and in my mind, mindfully, that, well, what am I going to do to be an inspirer, to inspire other people? And then here we are, you know, 4 years later doing Inspired Living Radio and working with people to help them be inspired. So, you know, if you're not sure what your skill sets are, you're not sure who you are, do something like a Myers-Briggs. There's all sorts of different profiling assessments that you can take. There's a DISC, and I just did another one called Strength Builder. Find out what your strengths are, you know, find out what your weaknesses are, and you may be known to be an inspired, just like me.
Yes, and this is just for, we'll just keep talking here, because I feel like we're talking about some pretty important concepts that could apply to anyone here, but you know, when I talked earlier about the importance of connecting to yourself, I think that's been a message, Mark, and I've been talking about this whole hour, but connecting to yourself is that you can know what your strengths are and know what brings you happiness. And then you start to make choices that are in accordance with who it is you truly are, because you know that for you. You don't have to have somebody else tell you, like me, saying, you know, you're a great communicator. But if you were to connect to yourself and make that a commitment, then you would know that for yourself, and you would see that about you. So I feel like there's a little bit of work that's needed there to have a stronger connection with that aspect of you, so that you know you at a deeper level, and then you make decisions that are in accordance with who it is you really are. So if communication, let's say, is one of your greatest strengths, then choosing a job that has you sitting off in the back corner, never interacting with people, would not be the right fit. But you may not know that, because you don't understand that about yourself. And so then you have another experience under your belt of what's not the right choice for you. So we can cut that out, get right to the root of it all, to the bottom line, and start, you know, connecting with yourself, being committed to that, and then having a much easier time with this process.
It's like a root cause analysis. And what I love about her question is we're talking about one question on the Facebook page, but I think And I feel that it resonates out with many people that are either listening to the live show or will listen to the encore show about everything that we're saying. So it's just, it's interesting that one question can generate spiritual conversations. And what comes to my mind, Kim, is the three C's of life: choices, chances, and changes. You must take a chance to make a choice and change your life. And so that's for our whole listening audience. Remember the three C's of life: chances, choices, changes. You must take a chance to make a choice and change your life. And that's also living authentic, right? It's about not someone telling you, criticizing your work or demeaning, you know, it's going forward regardless of what people say, and doing what you feel is the right path for you, and leaning into those skill sets that you feel like you could make a difference, be happy, and get paid to do what you love.
Yes, yes. And you'll find, too, that, you know, when you make that commitment to you, to connect to you, to know who you really are, then you start to get the answers within you. And you're not relying on the outside world or the people around you to tell you about you or mm-hmm. how things ought to look for you and what it is you should be doing or not doing. Because if you get caught up in that cycle there, that will be a cycle, and round you'll go in that cycle. So, in which, you know, a lot of us have worked through that or are working through that. But it's just, this message is there, just there to reaffirm, you know, the notion that all of the answers are within you, the authentic, true answers about you, and all that it is that you need to know rests there. And it's always nice to, you know, talk to someone like Mark or myself, and, you know, that's nice, and everyone wants to do that. But if that's an aspect of your life that you are experiencing, finding to be difficult on an ongoing basis, which I'm feeling like it is because of these things, then you want to get to the bottom of it yourself. Do the work that's needed to get to the answers of truth. So you don't have to keep experiencing and re-experiencing what I know is, you know, difficult situations, because career, finances, all those things play an important part in our earthly life. So, anyways.
Good stuff. What I was thinking, Kim, is based off that question too, because a lot of what we're talking about is self-love and giving a reading. But for our science folks out there, when we started talking about this show and what we wanted to do for Valentine's Day, I started, you know, what's fun about doing radio is I start to research, like, okay, what can we talk about? What would be some, you know, if we don't get any questions or we don't get any calls, what can Kim and I talk about for 60 minutes? Could be a very boring show if we don't have anything to talk about, right? And one of the, you know, one of the things that led me to was a book called The Mathematics of Love. So for all of our science left brain thinkers out there, it's a book by Hannah Fry, and I think she'd be fun to have on the show, Inspired Living Radio, but it's a book based on the mathematics of love, because they talk about math is the universal language for everything. I work in numerology as a numerologist. And it's a research study based on patterns, proofs, and search for the ultimate equation when it comes to love, whether it's online dating, whether it's, you know, people that try to make themselves more attractive and not live in their authentic self. And there's it's just a lot of fun research. And I actually listened to a TED Talk. Have you listened to any of the TED Talks in the past, Kim?
Yeah, I have. In fact, I just saw that, the three mathematics or something like that. I don't know, whatever is love. I just saw that on Facebook, but I didn't listen to it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, it's a fun fact. It's only like 18 minutes. It's fun. I always like listening to the TED Talks, and, you know, especially when we're researching, you know, to do shows and you know, guests, and just listening to the behind the scenes of mathematics of love. Now, again, it's not a science, but what is? I mean, if you think about, we use, you know, metadata or analytical research to try to predict the weather, right? We try to do it to predict the stock market. We try to predict, you know, for growing communities or urban planning. So there's everything, if you think about it, does happen in cycles and seasons. Everything does have patterns. And so this book was just called The Mathematics of Love. and the ultimate equation. So for our inspired listeners out there, if you're a mathematician or you like numbers or you like looking at patterns and cycles, then, you know, check out the TED Talk, check out her book. Her name is Hannah Fry. I'm inspired to reach out to her to see if we can have her on Inspired Living Radio. I don't know if she would, you know, we've had some amazing guests over our three seasons, so why not, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're not going to create limits for ourselves, Mark. We're
exactly.
opening it up.
Take chances, make choices, and see if we can bring changes onto the show and get amazing, you know, people to come onto our show. And we have. We've had some amazing guests over the years. I've just been really just my mind has been blown and very humbled for the type of guests that we've had here on Inspired Living Radio.
Yes, absolutely. And as we near out the end of today's segment of Inspired Living and the topic of love, I just want to close with, you know what, make this day about love for mm-hmm. yourself, independent of who it is you have in your life or don't have right now. Because you have you, and you're the most important one on that list. So, you know, if you don't
exactly.
have someone to share love with, then give it right back to yourself, because you'd be glad you did. And only good can come from that.
There we go. And stick around, because one other thing that's just as good as love is sunlight. And our friend and colleague Cynthia Rose, Standing in the Sunlight, is up next here on Ohm Times Radio. So until our next soul adventure together, thank you so much for listening today. Have a great rest of your day. Be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste. Take care, Kim.
Namaste. You too, Mark.